Welcome to another practical teaching of God's Word by Pastor Harold McPherson, pastor of Covenant Community Church in Suffolk, Virginia. Here at Covenant, we are committed to leading people into genuine relationship with God through the power of Jesus Christ. And now, here is Pastor McPherson.
See, in America, we look for everything. We look for things to be large. I got to get it large. I got to get it big. You go to some stores, man, and you go to some stores and you need some from the other side of the store. You say, I ain't walking to the other side of that store. The store is so big, I'm going home. I'll get it later. Because everything is big because success in our culture is connotated with size. But God doesn't need things to be big. God doesn't need large numbers. God doesn't need a whole lot of people around you in order to give you victory. As a matter of fact, he delights in small numbers. He told Gideon in Gideon in Judges 6, he said Gideon had 32,000. God said, I'm going to send you. I want you to defeat the enemy. And you know what I mean? And he called for the garment. 32,000 came. God said, you have too many. Because if I give you victory with that larger number, they're going to take credit for it. And he shaved Gideon down from 32,000 to 300. How many know that's enough to discourage you right there, man? But you got to remember the one who's with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he said by Isaiah in Isaiah 42 and 8, he said, I will not give my glory to another. In other words, he will not give his credit to the strength of flesh. So he does not need large numbers in order to give us victory. Look at verse 29 through 31. It says, and they encamped opposite each other for 7 days. So it was that on the seventh day, the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000 foot soldiers of the Syrians in 1 day. It says, but the rest fled to Aphek. Aphek was a city there near the plains of Sharon. Into the city, then a wall fell on. How many know the wall didn't fall by itself? Come on now, come on, come on now, come on now. Can you see them? 27,000. They say, man, we got it made. We got it made. We don't. Them boys is bad. They don't kill the 100,000 out here in the plains, man. They don't cut down all the flowers out here. Them boys is bad, man. I mean, they're 18-1. They beat us in the plain. Evidently, their God is not just a God of the hills, but their God will rumble in the valley. Their God will fight in the valley. So it's time for us to get up out of this valley. We got to run. We got to get up out of here. And they ran into Aphek, a Canaanite city. They ran into the city, and they were hiding by the wall. But all of a sudden, the wall that was standing all of a sudden fell down on them and killed 27,000 soldiers. So he said, and Benadad said, man, I'm time for me to get up out of here. He ran into an inner part of the city. Amen. Because he said, man, God is fighting for them. Here's the point I want to make, that whatever you face, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever you face right now, you could be in a deep valley right now. But you're in a position where God can be glorified. Amen. Whatever you face, you do not face it alone.
Amen.
There is somebody with you that's bigger than any problem that you could ever face. Glory be to God. The Bible says, great is he in John, 1 John 4:4, great is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Glory to be to God, that whatever we encounter, God is greater than that. God is more powerful than that. Amen. But how many know that has to be in my mind? See, I can know that and still not believe it, Larry. I can be facing something as a spirit-filled believer, but still in my heart, I feel like God can't get me out of that. Come on now. Might not say it, but in my heart, I feel like, no, this is too hard for God. This has been around too long. This is a part of my family's history. I have a genetic predisposition towards this. As if God can't change my genetics. As if God is not greater than what's been running through my family. God is greater than anything that we could ever face. Hallelujah. There is no problem that we can encounter that God can't solve. Oh, come on. Do you believe it? When that gets down in my heart, man, when it gets down in my soul, it changes the way that I function. It changes the way that I think. It's more than just a Sunday morning message. Amen. My Bible tells me that the just shall live by faith. In other words, faith in God, faith in who he is a lifestyle. It's not just something I do to get out of a crisis. Come on, tell somebody, God is greater than your valley. He is. That's not a psych job. That's not mind over matter. That's not L. Ron Hubbard's. No, no, no. That's not Dianetics. No, that works.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. God is greater than anything that we could ever face. God is greater than any problem that we could ever face, man. And Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, made the mistake of thinking that God was limited by geography. That is if God can't fight in a low place. That if God can't fight in times of hardship, in times of trouble. That is if God can't fight when you are outnumbered and when you are surrounded. No, no, no. That's the time when God is glorified, because if you're in it, you can win it.
That's right.
Amen. And there are some situations he will allow.
Yes.
Just so that he can be glorified. When you are following God, there will be times when you feel overwhelmed, because the situation you're in is too big for you, but it's never too big for him. Oh, hallelujah. And I had to learn, I had to come to the place, man, where I was comfortable at times being overwhelmed. Because if I'm in a situation that's too big for me, man, if it's too big for me, that's an opportunity for him to be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on. Can you give God praise? Come on now. Hallelujah. And all of us face things sometimes that are too big for us, man. It's too big. This problem is too big for us. God, they say there is no cure for this disease. God, this is too much for me, but it's never too much for him. God delights in giving us victory in low places. Something happened in this particular account. And it's a pattern with God. One of the things you want to look for when you're studying the word, when you're studying God, is look for his patterns. The Bible says that the children of Israel understood God's acts, but Moses had some knowledge concerning his ways. Once you understand his patterns and that he's perfect, those patterns do not change. Because change is for those who need improvement.
Yeah.
That's why he said, I'm the Lord, according to Malachi, I'm the Lord, not change. Now, in other words, he doesn't change because he has no need to get better. So once I understand his patterns, once I understand his ways, amen, then I've got understanding that I can apply in every situation. Something happened, General, in the midst of this battle that happens every time when you're walking with God. I want you to see it. Look at verse 28. In the midst of the battle, catch it now, Israel is there camped before the Syrians. They're like two little flocks surrounded by 127,000 soldiers. 7,000 against 127,000. But God does something. Then a man of God came. Come on. Somebody said, where did he come from? I don't know where he came from, but he came. Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, thus says the Lord. Because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. How many know the battle was over then? It would have been better for the Syrians to pack up and say, you know what? God has spoken. It'd be better for us to leave right now because the battle is over. God has rendered verdict. God has declared the end before we even started fighting. So it'll be better. We'll have our lives in our own hands if we just pack up and say, you know what? Y'all have it. We're going to see you later. It'll have been better for them to have left at that point. Because once God renders decision, once God renders verdict, once God sends his word, it's over. I don't care what kind of situation we might be in, but once you get a word from God, once you get a word from God, once God speaks into your situation, regardless as to what you see or how it looks, once you get a word from God, it is over. But that's, see, you got to catch it now, but that's a pattern with him. Mm-hmm. That's why before you make a major decision, wait on the word. Because that's one of his ways. He's going to always speak before he does something. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered above the waters, and God said, let there be light. He's going to speak before he acts. So therefore, if I'm in a valley, one of the best things you can do is to wait on him. Wait on him. Don't worry about what's around you. Don't worry about how hot it's getting. Don't worry about how hard it's getting. Oh, no, 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 no. Just wait on him. Just wait on him. Hallelujah. Just wait on him. Evidently, the Israelites had sense enough to wait. The man of God came before the battle started. He came before the battle started. They didn't start fighting before the man of God came. They started fighting after the word came. The man of God came and said, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. And they had sense enough to believe what God has said. So that when they engaged in fighting, they knew that God was fighting with them.
Yeah.
One of the best things you could do, understanding the ways of God when you're in a valley moment, is to wait on him.
Yes.
Wait. You may feel like, I got to do something. I got to do something. No, I got to do something. No, no, no. The best thing you can do is wait to get instructions to tell you what to do.
Yeah.
It's to wait. It's to wait. It's to wait on him. Because once you get a word from him, once he illuminates something to you, once he speaks to you, it's over. It's already finished. Hallelujah. Come on now. It's already done. Hallelujah. I said it's already done. Come on, do you believe that? Oh, come on, do you believe it? He sent his word to them. Israel, in this particular case, was fighting a natural enemy, but it speaks to us. It speaks to us because we are spiritual Israel. We are children of God, according to Romans 8. We are children of God. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. But our fight is not in the natural. I was sitting in my office. This was last week. And a fly came into my office. That was the worst place for him to come. My wife was there. Elder Mills was in there. We were sitting there talking. He's just flying around, buzzing around. My wife said, she's a fly in here. I said, yeah, it's a fly in here. I was sitting at my desk. I didn't move. I said, you know what? He doesn't know it, but he's already dead. flying around. I can't stand them. They're nasty critters. Full of germs. I can't stand them. I'll hunt them down. My wife tell you, man, I'll hunt them. You get in the house, I just see them. We at war. And I didn't stop. I didn't stop having a conversation with them. I just kept right on talking. Then he get up. I didn't get up. Sitting at my desk. And get up. I said, he's already dead. He doesn't know it. And sure enough, he landed in front of me on my desk. I said, the word getting ready to come true. He stayed there. Because he had a death sentence on him. See, I know we laugh, see, but you got to be, what you say. If you believe what you say, according to Mark 11, the Lord Jesus, you will have what you say. Mountains will move if you believe what you say. And sure enough, the word came true. He's no longer amongst the living. Because the word works. God sent his word to the Israelites in the midst of this just terrible situation. And the natural, it was really bad, man. It was really bad. They surrounded about 127,000 soldiers. And there's only 7,000 of them. But God sent his word. Here we are today. God has not just sent, you got to catch it now. God has just not, he's not just sent a word. Back then he sent them a word. But today he has sent us the word. Come on, you got to catch it now. You got to catch it. Got to catch it. He has sent us the word. Jesus Christ is the word of God. Glory be to God. He has sent us the word. Glory be to God. Therefore, we have got power in this covenant like they didn't have in that covenant. Bless. Oh, hallelujah. You got to catch it now. They received the word, but we have received the word. Jesus Christ is the word made flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have received the word, and once you receive the word, you have received victory. That still got to sink in. God has not just sent us a prophet, he has sent us the prophet. He has sent us his son. And in him, we have all that we need. Amen. I said, in him, we have all that we need. The same one who bought salvation has also bought healing. The same one who bought salvation has also bought deliverance. If I can believe it, I can receive it. Amen. God is not going to send somebody else to heal. He's already sent healing in his son. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. He's not going to send another savior. He's already sent salvation in his son. He's not going to send another deliverer. He's already sent deliverance in his son. Glory be to God. Yeah. To the degree that I receive that, to the degree I believe that, I can drink of it. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Do you receive that today? Hallelujah. Before victory, God sends his word. That's a pattern. And you will find it from Genesis to Revelation. That before he does anything, the word comes. See? Before salvation came to man, the word came. Come on now. He's going to send his word before he does anything, because his word is reality.
Yes, it is.
Come on now. And if I agree with him and say what he says, I'll see the effects of the power of his word. You got to see it now. You got to see it. Hallelujah. Our principal fight, though, our principal fight, and I know we say when we fight against, you know, spirits of wickedness in high places. We fight against demons and fight against devils, and that's true. But they're like those flies in my office.
Come on, pal.
They're flying around, but they're already dead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's
yeah.
Right.
See? They're dead. My principal fight is really not with a demon. My principal fight is not even with the devil. Come on. Oh, you say, Pastor, yeah. The principal fight that the children of Israel had in the desert was not with demons. Sure, the devil was there. But their principal rumble was not with the devil. No. No. Mm-mm. Get real quiet. That's good. Say, what is it, Pastor? Your principal fight is with what you believe. The devil didn't keep the children of Israel out of the promised land. Fear, doubt, and unbelief kept them out. Come on now. Come on now. The devil is a hitchhiker. Huh? And he'll catch a ride on your doubt. Huh? He'll catch a ride. I say he'll catch a ride now. He'll throw up a thumb and catch a ride on your fear. Oh, come on now. He'll catch a ride on your unbelief and have you thinking that he's more powerful than he really is. No, all he did is caught a ride on your fear. He caught a ride on your doubt. He caught a ride on your unbelief, and your unbelief brought you into destruction. But you got to kick that rascal off of your ride. You got to get him out of there. Hallelujah. You got to kill that fly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And believe God and stand still and see the salvation of your Lord. Hallelujah. Because your real fight is not with the enemy. Your real fight is between your ears. Your real fight is with your faith. It's with what you believe. Your real rumble. That's why Paul told him, fight the good fight of faith. Kill the flies. They're already dead. Rebuke him. You've got authority over him. Don't let him play with you.
Amen.
Huh? He's pesky. And the more attention you pay to him, the more attention he'll get. He's a hitchhiker and an entertainer. No, 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 no. Don't spend all your time chasing demons. Feed your faith. Hallelujah. Think about what you believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because what you believe makes a difference between what you experience.
Amen.
The children of Israel believed that man of God. God didn't show up and speak to him. God sent a man. So they had to believe that this man was speaking for God.
That's right. Amen.
Because God didn't show up himself and say anything.
Yeah.
He sent a representative.
Yeah.
That's why one of the best things you can do is find you a real representative.
Yeah.
Find you somebody, hey man, that's really speaking for God.
Yeah.
Not somebody that's going to make you comfortable. Not somebody that's just going to give you a cup of coffee. No, you find you somebody, amen, that sometimes they're going to get on your nerve. Sometimes they're going to make your toes curl because they're going to speak the truth whether you want to hear it or not. You got to find you somebody that's talking for God. Hallelujah. That's not caught up in trends. That's not caught up in the latest thing. That's not caught up in the gospel of this and the gospel of that. No, they're caught up in the word, and they're hearing from God, and they're declaring it to you. Because success is in the word.
Yes,
amen. Do you receive that today?
Yes.
Come on, do you receive it? Our principal fight in the valleys of life is the fight of faith.
Amen.
Jesus has taken care of the dog. And every now and then, he'll fly around like a pesky fly. See? And you just swat him. But keep on moving. Just like we in that office that day. We killed that fly. We kept right on taking care of business. Because the real fight is what I believe about what God has said. Because the word of God, and we talked about that, the word of God is the higher truth.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
The word of God, what God speaks, is the higher truth. But it's what I believe about what he has said that makes the difference. That makes the difference. It makes the difference between victory or defeat. It makes the difference between success or failure. It even makes the difference between hell and heaven.
Yes.
Come on now. Because a lot of people will hear the gospel, but not everybody will receive it. Not everybody will believe it. So the gospel, the word of God, makes the difference between heaven and hell. Oh, hallelujah. But I thank God today we're in a company of believers. We're in a company of people saying, I'm going to believe God. Amen. I'm going to believe God. Amen. I'm going to believe God. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I think. I have made a decision that I'm going to believe God because I know that victory is in what God says. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Do you receive that today?
Yes.
Come on. Tell your neighbor, fight.
Fight.
Come on. Tell them, fight. Tell them to fight the good fight of faith. It is a fight. How many know it's a fight now? Come on, it's a fight now. Come on, it's a fight. Huh? It's a fight. Because how many know valid moments can talk to you? Come on. Oh, you're not going to get out of this. Oh, no, I got you now. Oh, no, no, no. Come on now, your daddy was broke. You're going to be broke too. This sickness has been in your family for generations. What makes you think you're going to get victory over this? All of your descendants dealt with high blood pressure. You're going to die from it. But you got to tell that devil, no, you are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar and the father of it. By his stripes. I said, by his stripes. Surely he has bore my sicknesses and my diseases. Surely he has carried my sorrows. Hallelujah. By his stripes, I'm healed. The just shall live by faith. Glory be to God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things that are seen were not made from things that appear. I believe God's word. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from them all. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes. I say, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. I might be down, but I'm going to get up. Glory be to God because I'm walking with the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I give you power. Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he shall flee. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are times when you got to speak to yourself. You got to say, come on, body. Come on, in the name of Jesus. You're well. You're healed. Be strong now. Glory be to God. Don't let your body just talk to you. You talk back to it. Come on, y'all got to swim. Hallelujah. Healing has already come. I say healing has already come. Jesus has already come. Salvation has already come. Deliverance has already come. It's already come. It's already been provided. Hallelujah. And I receive of what he's already provided. I'm not waiting for another.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. To receive prayer or to order this teaching in its entirety, call us at 757-539-1724. At Covenant Community Church, we believe that you can achieve victory in every area of your life through living by God's word. Remember, with God, we are champions.